This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Flu activity is high across the country and RSV cases, respiratory syncytial virus, are elevated in many parts of the U.S., with emergency department visits and hospitalizations increasing for RSV among children 0 to 4 years old. To quote the Durham County Department of Public Health, "Ridiculous numbers of people are getting the flu right now. Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are reaching or have already reached record-breaking numbers." The public health workers of Durham County posted an exasperated plea for people to get their flu shots, to wear masks, and to stay home if they're sick. The CDC estimates that there have been at least 15 million flu illnesses, 180,000 hospitalizations, and 7,400 deaths, including 17 deaths of children, from influenza so far this season. Hospitalizations and deaths from influenza are still increasing, with this season shaping up to be one of the worst for flu in the last decade. It's not too late to get vaccinated against the flu. This year's flu shot can significantly protect people from severe illness, including hospitalization and death. A new study from the University of Pennsylvania shows that although this year's flu shot is not an exact match, most people are making significant antibodies to H3N2 influenza after vaccination. Harvard's Dr. Hanaj commented that the current vaccine might not be perfect, but it's still more than good enough to provide protection, especially when it comes to stopping serious illness. COVID cases are on the rise, too. About 1 in 55 people is currently infectious with COVID in America, with about 892,000 new daily COVID infections nationally. COVID cases, along with influenza and RSV cases, are increasing in Montana. Ways to prevent COVID are similar to those for other respiratory infections and include getting the COVID vaccine, using air filters, wearing masks when indoors, testing before gatherings with other people, and staying home if you're sick or with a positive COVID test. Vaccines for flu and COVID help temper the severity of illness and the risk of contracting those diseases, and a group from Amsterdam found that the SARS-CoV-2 mRNA COVID vaccination boosts antibody responses to other pathogens, including influenza, RSV, and tetanus, for at least 6 weeks. Belgrade's annual community-wide book club begins March 5th. For the past 6 years, the Belgrade Community Library has selected a local book written by a Montana author for their One Book Belgrade program, a community read-along. Belgrade Adult Services librarian Emily Kingman said, "We try to pick books that relate to local themes and that our community would be interested in." The selection for Belgrade's 2026 One Book selection is Beartooth by fly fisherman and Livingston local Callan Wink. "We felt it was a quintessentially Montana novel," said Belgrade librarian Kingman. "It discusses issues like land use and abuse and explores themes of addiction, family, and brotherhood." Throughout the entire month of March, the Belgrade Library will host weekly events and discussions centered on the book's themes. Kicking off on March 5th, Kingman said the first event will include a conversation with Tara Ross and Nancy Martinez, hosts of the Crime Off the Grid podcasts. "The events actually stand on their own, too," explained librarian Kingman. "If you haven't read the book, the events are still free for anyone to attend." The One Book program will wrap up with its capstone event on the evening of April 1st with the author of Beartooth, Callan Wink, speaking in person to close out One Book Belgrade with behind-the-scenes stories of the novel and about the Montana landscape. The event will include an audience Q&A. More details on the One Book Belgrade program and the weekly events can be found on the Belgrade Community Library website at belgrademt.gov/242/onebookbelgrade. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.